This week we spent some time talking about the water crisis in Cape Town. People suggested some needy spots around the Western Cape. People suggested, what can we do? How can we get involved? It's all good. The Capetonians really feeling the crunch. I mean, they have to make plans. They have to change their lives because they have to get away with, if you've never tried to get away with your 50 liters of water, whatever the case may be, I don't know, just try it one day for an experiment. I promise you, it's a mind shift.
Sure.
It's not the easiest thing to do ever. So this for one person, right? So this Cape Town, the Spykermans in Cape Town, get away with using 49 liters for the entire family. We thought to ourselves, listen, this is a good exercise, actually. Let's catch up with them and ask them how the heck they do that. On the line is Tanya Spykerman. Tanya, morning.
Hi. I'm complaining yourself.
Good, thank you. So we saw your story online about your family, obviously in Cape Town, that you guys use 49 liters of water for the whole household. How the heck do you do that?
Please share your pearls of wisdom.
Well, yeah, we've just sort of been monitoring our water bills. I mean, we've gone from using 50 liters per person per day, and we were quite surprised when we got this water bill now, and it said average of 49 liters.
Sure, it's incredible.
We shower in a big bucket that we catch the water, and I mean, you don't need fancy shower heads and things. It just takes common sense not to open the tap full blast.
A lot of it is common sense, you're right. I believe that you use a liter to 1.5 liters to shower.
Yeah, I've even taken the initiative to cut my hair shorter summer style.
Wow.
Oh.
So basically open the tap slightly, wet yourself, don't wait for the water to get hot. Mm. Just be man about it.
I'm curious, how many kids do you have?
I've got 2 kids, 5 and 9.
They must be celebrating the fact that they don't have to take full-on baths every day.
They love it. It's amazing. It's like such an argument when I have to tell my son, please go shower, you've had 4 today. So, I mean, they shower every second day, the kids, and other days we just sort of wet cloth, soapy cloth, wash them down, rinse them down.
It's amazing. We can actually do it if we try. Tell me about the cooking strategy.
Trying to stick to as little pots as possible, and who doesn't like to brine? So we brine more often. We use paper plates. We've resorted to that. If we do use things like crockery or cutlery, we bought a sittier end attachment from Crazy Store that you just connect to a bottle with some sunlight soapy water, and you just like sort of wash the worst off.
Have you sacrificed your garden?
Oh, my word. I don't have a garden left. It's actually very depressing at the moment. I mean, I've only got succulents left.
But you know, you could turn it into a zen garden now, because if nothing can grow there, if you make it a zen thing, and then you can do your patterns and do your meditation. Because you know, it's usually sand, and then you just make patterns.
You're just scratching the sand with your fork, your brush. Okay, well, listen, this is an inspiration, Tanya.
Yeah,
it really is. It's an inspiring story. We can do it if we want to. If you put your mind to it, it takes a bit of effort. You sacrifice here and there. Mm. It can be done.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, even when we've had colleagues that have gone up to Joburg for meetings and things, and then they say, yo, they're so looking forward to your bath. They were still like opening and closing the tap and just like rinsing and doing the necessary. So
what you're saying is that we can run a competition where you could win a flight to Johannesburg and
a
free bath.
Mm.
How's that?
We're not gonna come and use your water.
But you and your family definitely deserve it. So we're going to talk to the authorities and see if we can bring you to Cape Town so you and your family can have a fantastic shower and a bath. You can cook with water, and I'll show you my garden. How's that?
Oh, thank you. Sounds great.
All right, Tanya. Listen, all the best with your family, and thanks for being absolute model South Africans when it comes to saving water in Cape Town.
It's a pleasure. We do what we must.
There you go. Brian Moore, use paper plates. Been saving water for years. Morning.
Breakfast with Martin and Toomey. Jacaranda. FM.